Man, it means a lot, man. I'm about to go to an organization that, you know, that really strives to sack the quarterback. You know, that's what I love to do. I just want to thank Mr. Khan, Mr. Tomlin, Mr. Carwell, Mr. Marone. I just want to thank all the guys up there. I just want to thank Coach Walsh for believing in me. I want to thank all those guys for taking the trust and believing in me. And they know what type of player they're getting. And that's the type of player I know I'm going to be. So I can't wait to get started, and I love it.
Hey, John, you stood up a lot at Kentucky. How do you envision yourself fitting into a 4-3 defense if that's sort of how they want to use you?
Man, they get after the quarterback. That's all I need to hear. You know, I went there on my visit. They said, well, Josh, be honest, we get after the quarterback. That's all I had to hear. I don't care about the defense. They can run a 5-12. I don't care. They said to get after the quarterback. That's what I do best. And I love getting after the quarterback.
Josh, after last season, did you even – for a second, give a thought to coming out early?
I actually did. If I didn't have my son, I probably would have came out early. But the birth of my son came. My son was born. Well, we had him. And, you know, I had to come back. I had to become a better person. I had to become a better man. Football player on top of that. So, man, I'm so glad he came. He's a blessing. Blessing in disguise, man. And I thank him every day.
What is your son's name, and when exactly was he born?
His name is Wesley Allen. He was born January 3rd, 2018.
Josh, what do you remember about your visit here? What stood out to you?
Man, everybody. Everybody was cool. All the players, every player that I met was awesome. Like everybody that I met in the organization, Mr. Khan, Mr. Coughlin, Mr. Carwell, Mr. Marone, everybody was good. And I know Coach Walsh, he was animated, man. I loved it. You know, I loved it. He showed me how they can use me. And it was just man, unbelievable, man. Like, I can't wait.
Josh, what went through your mind when you got the phone call?
Man, I had my son on me, and I couldn't jump up and cheer. You know what I mean? So he was watching a movie, so I had to play it cool. But, man, I was just happy. Man, I'm happy to be a part of an organization that works. And plus, I saw it was Jacksonville. Man, oh, man. Hey, I'm ready.
Josh, what movie was your son watching?
What'd you say? He's watching.
What movie was your son watching?
Monsters University.
There you go.
Hey, Josh, was there anybody in your inner circle last year who tried to maybe nudge you or even push you directly into coming out early?
Last year, no, it was all up to me, man. Everybody was in my corner. Everybody supported me. Whatever the decision I made, they was going to back me up. But, you know, I just made it in best interest for myself to come back another year.
Was there any point maybe between the time you made that decision and maybe the start of Kentucky's last season where you just thought to yourself, you know, how much relieved you were that you decided to come back?
Man, I do it. I think about it every day, man. Like, I mean, I would have never been in this situation last year, you know. I'm glad I came back. To further myself as a person and as a player as well. So, I'm just real thankful that I came back. I thank everybody that helped me during this process, and you know, tell them I'm forever grateful.
Are you one of those guys that, you know, uses the fact that you didn't get a ton of scholarship offers to kind of fuel you a little bit?
Of course, man. I led the state of Sacks my senior year, first time playing defense, and I was a 2-star recruit, committed to Monmouth. That was the only offer I had, so I knew I was worth better than that. I was playing with a chip on my shoulder then, and I'm playing with a chip on my shoulder now. I played with that throughout college. Everybody slept on me. I feel like they still do. And, you know, I'm glad Kentucky took a chance on me, and I'm glad Duval took a chance on me.
Josh, could you go through the process of what led to going from Monmouth to Kentucky? What happened? Was it a phone call from somebody?
Kentucky, I was committed to Monmouth at the time that Kentucky came to my school one day out of nowhere and just offered me a scholarship. I didn't talk to anybody. I haven't had a letter from them. They just gave me a call. I mean, they just called my coach the day before, came to my school, gave me a scholarship. Next time, like a couple hours later, I'm on my plane to Kentucky on an official visit.
Who was the coach that offered you that scholarship? Do you remember?
Coach Ansley, Derek Ansley.
So why didn't you play defense until your senior year in high school?
Because I was an all-state receiver in Alabama. I just, you know, that was just me. I was just an all-state receiver. I was a receiver at heart. And then I moved back home to Jersey, and you know, the coach asked me if I wanted to play defense. I said, yeah, I don't care what you, you know, whatever you need me, I play. And he put me on defense, and I never looked back since.
So you don't miss that receiver stuff at all, or didn't at all?
Yeah, I still play receiver. I had 10 touchdowns my senior year. But our defense, man, I had 20-plus stacks, you know, so I enjoyed that more.
Josh, you're turning 22 in a couple of months. Yannick Ngakoue here just turned 24. I mean, how sort of interesting, intriguing is it to potentially be alongside a guy for the next decade who, you know, also has a ton of sacks early in his career?
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, we're young. We can grow together. We got veterans in the inside. We got young guys in the back end, plus veterans. And plus me and him, I can get, man, I'm trying to learn from him because he had a lot of success in the NFL, and I'm trying to pick his brain. And I feel like we can help each other out. He brings something to the game. When they're blocking him, you know, that frees me. And when they can't block me, I mean, when they're blocking me, they could just eat, that he could just eat. So I feel like me and him can work hand-in-hand together, and we can make a lot of plays, and we can make something special in Jacksonville.
Jalen Ramsey tweeted out a screenshot of his Twitter DMs with you about how he told you that you're the best player in the draft. What did that mean to you for him to reach out to you before the draft?
Man, it's crazy because I watched Jalen Ramsey throughout college. You know what I mean? Like, I was a fan of him. And then when I got the opportunity to message him or him message me, like, it was like a dream come true. You know what I mean? I looked up to this dude. Now it's like I'm his teammate. So now it's just putting more fuel to my fire. Now I gotta prove him why I'm the best player in this draft. And plus, I gotta earn the respect of him. So now I'm coming in here ready to work, ready to change. Well, ready to keep the culture going. That's the type of MO I'm bringing and earning respect of my peers.
Josh, how much weight did you put on junior to senior year, and how much did that help you go in speed to power?
Probably like 15 to 20 pounds, and it helped me out a lot. I felt comfortable. I feel more durable that I can do it, and man, I just have fun doing it.
Josh, was that your idea or somebody else's?
What, to add all the weight?
Yeah.
That was my idea. I had to gain weight. I knew I had to gain weight. That was one thing I was really prideful of going to my senior year to do, and when I did it, I couldn't be more happier. Now I got the weight. Now I just got to add the technique.
Was Unique one of the guys that you met with when you were up here?
No, I never met him. I've been following him on Instagram. Like, I'm a huge fan of him. I've been watching him ever since Maryland. So I'm a real fan. I'm a big fan. But now I'm about to be a big teammate to him. So
Josh, Jan was a third round pick. Sort of plays with a chip on his shoulder. Carries a chip on his shoulder. Do you feel like you guys are sort of cut from the same cloth in that way?
Yes, sir, man. I play with the chip. I play with this chip on my shoulder every day. Like, even if I'm not playing football, I walk the world with a chip on my shoulder, man, because you never know when somebody's gonna try you or something. So, you know, I fell for him, and but look, though, we here now. We're trying to win Super Bowls. I know he is. I know I am. So I'm trying to be great.
Hey, Josh, who in the NFL right now do you model your game after?
I model my game after a lot of guys. I try to model my game after myself, but I take like techniques from other people, so to say. So, like, I like Khalil Mack speed to power. I like Von Miller's get off. But I try to idolize my own game and try to make myself a standout pass rusher as well. So I try to use my own stuff. But I do watch film of theirs and numerous other guys in the NFL.
Josh, Coughlin talked about, he praised you being, you can, a guy can drop back in coverage, strip the ball. Can you talk about the things you do outside of pass rushing? I mean, how much do you like playing linebacker and things like that?
I mean, I can do it all. I feel like I think I'm going to a great situation. I get to rush the passer a lot. I get to also drop in coverage so they can utilize that. And I feel like I'm comfortable enough to drop in the coverage and play man on tight ends, and I know how to read offenses to see